Hey everyone, it's your girl Asia. I had some divine inspiration this morning and I wanted to come on here and talk about it. So I guess to start, I'll just go into some recent events that have happened in my life. I recently graduated from the University of British Columbia. This was during the time COVID hit. I gotta tell you, I've actually always loved school, and it's something I've actually really excelled at. I think the only reason I excelled at it was because I absolutely refused to go in a direction that stressed me out in an unhealthy way. And if we're going to be real with ourselves, what is the honest reason we do things we don't want to do? People either love or hate school, and I loved it because it taught me to be true to myself and only take classes that I was genuinely interested in. I did well in these classes because I really enjoyed them, and it had nothing to do with proving myself to my professor or anything. Like, I've had professors give me C's and whatever, but I really wouldn't care because ultimately grades are subjective. Everyone has their own idea of what an A plus paper is, even a professor. So why would I put my worth in the eyes of someone that is ultimately subjectively grading me? And that goes for literally anything. Everything is literally subjective. So why put your worth in something that's just so unstable? So that was the perspective that I had with that. And anyways, I graduated. And before I graduated, while I was in undergrad, I was tutoring kids at this chill ass little tutoring place. It was so cool. It was the dopest job ever. Actually, I was working two part-time jobs. One where I was getting paid to play video games and do research on that, which I still have to write and finish that research paper. But that was a cool ass job. And I was also doing this tutoring thing. So both chillest jobs ever. But quarantine hit and it shut down the tutoring place that I was working at. So once the world started to pick back up again, I went into this super corporate job that it was similar to tutoring, but it was a bit of a structured approach. And I realized that for me, I take more of a free-spirited approach to teaching kids, and this job just, it had no room for creativity or anything. It was just dry, corporate, academic shit. So I felt like I was being strangled. It was sucking the soul out of me. And like school, just remembering my values, how I refused to do anything that puts negative stress on me, I trusted how I felt, and I just quit that job within a few weeks of starting. And, you know, in the past, I put up with work I hated, and it's never been worth it. It's never been anything memorable. Like, I'm not someone that likes to work in restaurants, for example. Those places are just too stressful for me. So, the corporate world, just obviously not for me. But, you know, just, what's the point of doing shit you hate? If you want a job, there are an abundance of jobs out there that would align more with your values if you trusted that you could find that. And if you're riskier and if you're taking the entrepreneurial route, just trust that there are people that need what you have. Like, literally, life is a game of trust. It's a game of trust in yourself. And trust is my favorite word in the world. Radical self-trust. It's really what it takes to get through life. And if you have trust in yourself to find a way to make something work, then I genuinely think you can do it. It's crazy, actually. In case you haven't seen Paris Hilton's documentary, She got locked up in solitary confinement for no good reason when she was younger, and it was during this time when she was in solitary confinement that she was fantasizing about who she wanted to become when she got out of there. And look at her now. Look how fucking successful she is. I mean, there is obviously some lingering pain from her past, but I mean, that goes for all of us. And still, she stayed so dedicated to her vision that she literally created this beautiful, magnificent reality for herself. And, you know, just when it comes back to us, life doesn't just happen to you. Of course, there are things that happen that are out of our control, but we play a very significant role in our life, obviously. Life is really about the choices we make. And I think you'd be fascinated with how not obvious this is to a lot of people. I think a lot of people like to blame when, you know, the truth is honestly, life doesn't just happen to you. You are the common denominator to it all. Like, we have the free will to take chances, make realities out of our dreams, and just go from there. Like, our lives are 100% our own responsibility. And if we take responsibility for our lives, then we won't have to put the blame on the system or our past or whatever else we feel is holding us back. Like, when it comes down to it, the only thing holding us back from getting what we want is our fear. It's our fear of the unknown, the fear of what people think, fear of losing something, or whatever other ways fear shows up in your lives. But I think also another thing that really stops us from living the life we want to live is how fucking self-obsessed we get. I mean, okay, take this as an example. What if we took the word my out of the question, what's the purpose of my life? Let's take the word my out of there, and then it just becomes, what's the purpose of life? That literally changes the entire question. You are no longer the object of that question when you take the word my out of what's the purpose of my life. When you just ask yourself, what's the purpose of life? You stop making yourself the object of life and how life is happening to you, or how you think life has to be, or how we've been conditioned to think life has to be. When we rearrange the wording in that question, we're putting ourselves in a perspective of a much bigger journey that we're all a part of. And I mean, life, dude, we're all in this together. No one has it all figured out. And also, we're headed in the same direction. We're all going to take our final breath one day, and, you know, maybe, not saying that I've ever been in this position before, but what if before we take our final breaths, what if we look back on our lives and realize that we had a lot more freedom than we gave ourselves credit for? We get so caught up in how we want to be perceived. What if we actually just started living and experiencing life as this much greater thing that is taking us along with it? If we really just start experiencing ourselves for who we really are, without an apology or without this desire to be liked, then everyone would just chillax. Everyone would just feel so good and alive. There would be less cancer. There would be less sickness, less shitty relationships. And if we remind ourselves that the only thing stopping us from really experiencing life is our own limited perspective, then can we just imagine where we could honestly take ourselves? Like, if you believe in an infinite universe, then you can for sure believe that there are an infinite number of perspectives, and those perspectives, the positive ones or the ones that bring you the most peace, are going to be the ones that guide you towards where you want to go. Towards what it is that you really want to be doing. And guess what? You have the choice to do that. Your perspectives are your choice. That's why freedom is in the mind. The way that you are looking at your life is your choice. And that's what makes it your responsibility. And at this point, when you choose to have an adult perspective, you are choosing to take full responsibility for your life and the choices that you make. So, anything you want to do is literally based on a perspective that you choose. And I genuinely fucking believe that anything is possible. Change my mind. Walt Disney was not wrong when he said, if you can dream it, you can do it. It's just a matter of continuing to learn, grow out of certain perspectives that don't help you evolve in the direction of your dreams. I'm literally telling you that there is a way for everything. If you choose to find a perspective that is different, a perspective that you could take charge of, knowledge that's lingering out there that you can learn from, that can empower you to make you feel like, oh, this is possible. So, you can change your life. It comes down to being radically honest with yourself and maybe coming face to face with what it is that you could be unconsciously choosing that isn't catering towards your vision or your best self. And if you live a fulfilling life, you can best bet that's what you chose to do. You can take yourself out of a perspective and reflect on it. See if it's really making you live more peacefully. Is your perspective, on whatever it might be, is it fracturing your relationship with yourself? Is it making you feel more balanced? How are your perspectives serving you? And if they're not serving you, what's a perspective that can bring you more peace? Because all perspectives are true. And negative perspectives take as much energy as positive perspectives. So you might as well go with one that feels more peaceful. So I'm going to leave you with a question for the week. What is the purpose of life without making yourself the object of it? Think about that and message me your answer. I'd love to know. But in the meanwhile, have yourself a wonderful, flourishing week. Live life to the fullest. Carpe diem. And I'll catch you on the next episode.